possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Hoffman Show is back on the Team 980. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as well. And if you're watching us on YouTube at the Team 980, you see our old friend Don Van Natta Jr., the chief investigative reporter at ESPN. Another story for you, Don. This one feels like a pretty big one that you dropped last night, that John Gruden has won his hearing in the Nevada Supreme Court that will open up the path to discovery, an investigative reporter's favorite word, discovery, in his case against the NFL. This all stems back to his emails that got him fired as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. There is a DC tie here, as many of those emails went to Bruce Allen, of all people. A lot of this happening while he was a commentator for ESPN doing Monday Night Football, discovered years later, and everyone remembers what happened then. So with that, Don, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the saga, the drama of the NFL. It never stops.
Thank you, Craig. Great to be with you. Good to see you today.
Good to have you. So tell us kind of what happened here. Like, on a baseline level, what happened yesterday? What was being argued? What was decided? And then we can get into the multiple paths that appear before us to go forward.
Yeah, this was a resounding victory for John Gruden by the Nevada Supreme Court. The Nevada Supreme Court had a three-judge panel back within the last year that actually ruled for the league, that said that the lawsuit that was filed by Gruden against Roger Goodell and the National Football League, alleging that they leaked these emails that cost him his job as head coach of the Raiders back in 2021, initially this three-judge panel, by a 2-1 vote, ruled for the NFL. And said that that lawsuit could be decided behind closed doors by an arbitrator. We know in the past that that's pretty much a kangaroo court for the National Football League. But then Gruden's lawyers asked for all seven justices of the Nevada Supreme Court to hear the case. And that's what happened in the decision yesterday by a 5-2 vote. So the four new justices that heard this new case all sided with Gruden and decided that, in fact, this will go to open court. There will be discovery. There'll be no arbitration. And basically, the justices said that because Gruden, all these emails were sent to Bruce Allen and to others back in 2011, while Gruden was working for ESPN as a commentator on Monday Night Football, he wasn't working for the National Football League. So there's no way that Roger Goodell should be allowed to put this dispute in front of arbitration. And that's what the justices in Nevada decided. Again, a resounding victory for John Gruden. It opens up the floodgates for information, including those 650,000 emails that were part of the Beth Wilkinson investigation. Everybody in DC knows that. I'm Dan Snyder. All of that information now is fair game under discovery. And so it is a very, very big win. It's very rare when a dispute like this, Craig, in the National Football League, isn't decided behind closed doors in arbitration and goes to open court. There's not many, many times in the history of the NFL this has even happened. So this is a historic victory for John Gruden and for openness and for discovery that we'll see here in the coming months.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it seems fairly straightforward on that realm, right? That you can't go, like, yes, if you have a dispute with your employer in a contract, you often waive the right to sue them and say this will be resolved in arbitration, but it didn't work for them, nor any of their subsidiaries, aka a team at the time. We get into the complications of the NFL and the ESPN agreement that was just signed. You know, maybe Roger Goodell would have something to say about that a different day. But clearly in 2011, not the case. And so this goes there. So what, just to clarify, Don, this does not say that the NFL is guilty here. This did not say right. like, hey, this, you guys did leak the email. It is just now the path is clear to find out what other obstacles may remain before that actually happens. Like, what happens next?
That's right. What happens next now, really the ball is in the league's court. And we reported, you know, just about not lunchtime today, a league spokesman told me that the league intends to seek a rehearing before the Nevada Supreme Court. They're going to petition for all seven justices to hear the case again. That's likely to fail since it was such a resounding victory for Gruden. And then the final option that the league has is to appeal before the United States Supreme Court. I expect that will happen. So that will delay things, you know, quite a bit. Could delay it for a matter of months. But if the Supreme Court decides not to hear the case, or they decide to hear the case and they rule for Gruden, then we'll be back to where we started. And that is this petition, this lawsuit filed by Gruden against Goodell and the National Football League that they purposefully leaked these emails against Gruden with the intention of really knocking him out of his job while he was coach of the Raiders back in the fall of 2021. Remember, it was in mid-season when this happened. These mm-hmm. leaks were to the Wall Street Journal and to the New York Times over a course of just 3 days. And Gruden believes, and his lawyers believe, that Goodell was behind it. That will then go to open court. There'll be discovery. And, you know, we'll be able to sit in open court and hear this discussion, unless, of course, there's a settlement. And I'm sure that's an area you want to discuss.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, Don Van Natta is with us, ESPN investigative reporter, talking about the John Gruden NFL story that came down yesterday, the Nevada Supreme Court ruling in favor of Gruden that his case can continue and go into open court that is not going to be settled by discovery. So if I'm the NFL, the last thing I want is discovery, especially knowing some of the other far-reaching implications here. All the things that you have reported on that we've had you on the show for these past couple of years, all of a sudden, we can learn a lot more about that. Like, the Gruden thing itself is a massive story, not to mitigate that. But for our audience, Don, this could also open up some of the communications about the minority ownership situation in Washington and how that was decided in the favor of Dan Snyder and many other Dan Snyder things. And while I think a lot of the audience is like, I don't care anymore, I want to move on, like Jaden Daniels is awesome, Josh Harris is awesome, there is obviously, I do think, hey audience, come back, there's a chance to dump on Dan Snyder again. So I guess the question I have on the Washington piece of that is why, we can get to that in a second, But what are the chances that Gruden and the NFL settle and that door gets shut before we can even get to the possibility?
Well, we can only take John Gruden at his word. You may remember, Craig, 2 years ago, Seth Wickersham, my colleague at ESPN, and I did a deep dive story into the whole backstory of these leaks and what exactly happened. And we found evidence that Dan Snyder and his law firm was potentially involved in some of the leaking to try to curry favor with Roger Goodell, that Goodell, there was suspicions, had leaked some of these and had motives to do so because Gruden was so critical of Goodell in some of the emails that actually were leaked and that led to Gruden losing his job, resigning under pressure with Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders. Desiree Perez, who is somebody who works at Roc Nation, the Jay-Z firm. Desiree Perez was somebody who was on the Commanders board, very close to Snyder, and also working for the league. We raised some questions about her. And in our story, I should be clear to your audience, everybody denied leaking. The Snyder people, Goodell, Roc Nation, everyone denied leaking. Obviously, somebody did. We believe from our reporting that multiple people had incentive to leak those emails. And so, you know, that's basically what Gruden is trying to find out. Now, to your question about a settlement, I can only take Gruden at his word. In that story 2 years ago, he told associates that we quoted that he has no interest in settling, not for any number. That he actually, he's quite vivid in his language and says that he wants to burn the league down. He is so angry at Roger Goodell for costing him his coaching career, in his mind, that he, no number would be high enough for him to settle. Now, as we know, everybody has a price. I think reasonably, if the number is $40, $50, $60 million, who knows, $100 million, that might be too much money for Gruden to leave on the table. But I do believe there will be, if in fact the Supreme Court doesn't take this case and it moves quickly toward discovery, I'll be stunned if there's not some serious negotiations going on about a number, and it could get high enough that tempts even Gruden. Although he has said, and his lawyers have said, they are in no mood to settle and they want to take this case into discovery and into open court to get the truth.
Yeah, it's probably worth mentioning too for those that are not as online. Like Gruden has reemerged, which that's again a different discussion about like whether he should, considering what was in those emails. Like John Gruden is no hero here based off of the content there, but he has come back into public life. Barstool Sports has been a big part of that. They have kind of given him a platform, and like the man is excellent at talking about football. Like what he does, he is very good at. He's also been around in some training camps, and so I also would wonder if that went to court, if the league would argue, if they lost even like the damages, like we didn't ruin his career. Look, he still has a career, which if Gruden is after money, might be better to settle anyway. So like that gets into a lot of the legalese. Can we circle back though to the Washington part of this? Like why, you touched on it briefly, but can we expound on why the Commanders investigations, the Wilkinson report, all of that is a part of this and what we could learn about Goodell, Snyder, their relationship from this ruling?
Yeah, it's a great question. We only know about these emails that John Gruden sent, and he uses racist language. It's completely offensive language that he used in these emails that he sent to Bruce Allen back in 2011 about Demoris Smith, the then executive director of the National Football League Players Association, about Roger Goodell and other people, only because that these were part of 650,000 emails that were scooped up in the Beth Wilkinson investigation of Dan Snyder. Now, that investigation was done on behalf of the league, and the only emails of all of those 650,000 that were leaked to the media were written by John Gruden. And so Gruden's point is, well, that's completely unfair, and who leaked them and with what motive? And if there is discovery, Craig, to your excellent question, there are all sorts of secrets, we believe, in the media buried in those emails. These are emails that Bruce Allen sent to league officials, including Jeff Pasch, the general counsel of the NFL, to Roger Goodell, to other owners. There could be all sorts of secrets about league business buried in there. There's probably emails. Now, I know Dan Snyder didn't send emails. I mean, I know that he was sort of allergic to that. So I don't know if we would see any Snyder emails, but we could see a lot of emails that Bruce Allen sent about Snyder Business and about, as you pointed out, the minority partners who, as we've reported, you know, were clashing viciously with Dan Snyder over all sorts of issues, including the way Snyder was spending money that the partners felt was inappropriate. So there, this is really a treasure trove of NFL secrets that now the Nevada Supreme Court pretty resoundingly has opened the floodgates on, and we'll find out, I think, a lot of the backstory of what Dan Snyder was doing, because most of these are Bruce Allen and commanders' emails to people all over the league.
Don Van Natta, ESPN, with us. So, Don, I don't want to take for granted the process here that you would go through as a journalist. And, like, it would make sense that, you know, the opposing counsel, like the two sides, like, they need to have equal access to evidence. Why do you, as a reporter, all of a sudden, like, why is this a treasure trove that you have access to?
Well, as soon as the discovery process begins, and presumably what will be discovered will not be under seal. Now, some of it might be under seal, and, you know, one side, presumably the NFL, might petition the court to put some things under seal. Now, this is a Nevada state court at the district court level that if this discovery begins, so there'll be a judge there making these decisions. But anything that's public is fair game for us. It's out in the open to look at. A lot of journalism, you know, that we do, that investigative reporters do, we get our hands on, you know, documents and things that are produced in court cases. And most, as I said earlier, of the NFL's cases over the years are decided by arbitrators behind closed doors. They're sealed documents that we don't get. Now, we've gotten the benefit of having even sealed documents in some arbitration things that have been leaked to us, including the dispute between Dan Snyder and his minority partners. I got my hands on some secret documents there a couple of years ago, but it's very, very hard to get. It's much better for journalists and for the public for a case like this to be heard in open court with open discovery, with documents that will be on a docket that we'll be able to, you know, review and report on.
Don Van Natta, ESPN. You can read the full story at ESPN.com, and I'm sure there will be more follow-ups in the days to come. That tends to be, after you bust a big one, Don, or something big happens in a story you've been following, there tends to be a trickle out, as we saw last week. I joked with Kalen. Kalen Kaler has been on with us on the NFLPA side, because I was in and out a ton of July, and it felt like every time I was on the show in July, so was Kalen. So that is how that went. So we'll see what else drops. Keep your eyes peeled on ESPN.com for more from Don on this particular story. DVN, thank you, sir. Appreciate you always.
Thanks, Craig. Great to be with you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.